WHAM proudly welcomes you to Soundbite. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's the 6th of July, Anno Domini 2002, and you are listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Rob Linton is on the buttons, and we'll be taking your calls at the numbers you just heard. Before we do that, we're going to get to the news, and we'll start with, let's see, how about Dave?
Gee, because Steve's not here.
Right. Okay, he's one step ahead of the law somewhere.
Yeah, he didn't say where he was going.
No, I don't know where he is.
Interesting. Neither did Shirley. Anyways, going on into the news, folks. Two viruses that have crept up, and matter of fact, one I just noticed. I just got off the web. Yaha. What it is it's another massive emailing scheme, and it'll sit there and then also pull up. It'll have an attachment. Oh, check out this great screensaver. Then it goes ahead and does all its damage and erasing files, everything from disabling your zone alarm to your McAfee to your Norton. I mean, it's messy. Update it. Another one is Kazaz. If you folks go to Kazaz, there's another virus out there, the KW Boot, which is attached to a lot of files that you might download. And again, this is another destructive one that can get you in a lot of trouble. So before you get into doing any of these, whether it's emails or downloading files, we can't stress enough is to update your antivirus program. Because even the old Quez one, which folks are still getting infected with, counts on that you haven't updated, and then it does its damage. So update, update, update.
Update every time. For those of you who are Hotmail users, we've talked several times about what's going on. But interestingly enough, as you know, Microsoft wants you to pay now to have extra storage space. At this point, they're now saying that if your emails could be randomly deleted during the summer if you don't update. This is a free web service. As you know, Hotmail is a free web server. Microsoft is encouraging Hotmail users to sign up for additional storage space. Now, apparently, if you don't pay, you're not going to get the, you may not even get your mail. It may be randomly deleted. You have to keep your inbox within the 2 megabyte storage limit, or you might not even be able to check your Hotmail account.
That's got to be hard for some folks that are pack rats.
Right, and right. And those whose Hotmail account exceeds the 2 megabyte limit could have important emails deleted. So if you are a Hotmail user, you might want to look into some of the other free email accounts that are available. Certainly, if you stay on Hotmail, you will make sure that your email stays below 2 meg. Otherwise, things will be randomly deleted.
Well, you knew this was coming. You know, I mean, free is free. And, yeah. You know, granted, it still is free as long as you stay within the limits. But Microsoft getting their hands in your pockets one more time.
Well, Microsoft is not interested in free, of course, and many companies are not unless they gain some advantage over it. And there's no real advantage over free email, so
no
point in that.
Well, and Hotmail isn't the only place that they can go for free accounts. There's
exactly.
Plenty of other places. Granted, you don't have to worry about keeping it up there. Netscape and all these others will offer you a free email address, and then you just download it to your machine. Then it becomes your headache,
right?
Of maintain your own email, which you should do anyways.
Exactly. It's good to have webmail if you're moving around a lot from machine to machine, but
yeah.
That's the only way. We're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to start with DJ from Fairport. Welcome, DJ. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. When we put our PC in standby mode,
yeah.
Sometimes it turns itself back on. And, I'll put it in standby mode, and then I'll go to sleep. And all of a sudden, there will be this really obnoxious buzzing noise. And it starts buzzing, and then you either have to unplug it, and it won't come back up fully, but it'll just start buzzing.
Are you on DSL or Roadrunner?
Yes.
That's why if it's going out there and trying to check, you know, what's going on, that will quite often take it out of the sleep mode or, you know, the hibernation mode. One thing that I would recommend if you leave your machine on all the time is to disable, you know, you can go into the control panel and then there's an energy saving icon.
Uh-huh.
If you click on that, one of the options is to spin down the hard drive. if you're going to be leaving it on and working on it, I don't recommend that, because sometimes that can be more wear and tear on the machine. Just let it spin.
Okay.
Because the constant, you know, if you're going to be on it, say, for 10 minutes and walk away, and you've got it set to, in 5 minutes, spin down the hard drive, you know, it will literally spin it down, and then all of a sudden you come back in a few minutes, and then it's got to spin it back up. That's more wear and tear on the hard drive than just continually spinning.
Right. What may be happening with turning your machine turning itself back on is there may be a wake on LAN feature.
Okay.
In your network card. And what happens is something comes to wake up your machine in some way, mail or, you know, something comes along and wakes the machine up. You may be able to turn off that feature. Depending on the driver that you've got, you may be able to turn it off right in the driver for the card itself.
Check the BIOS,
or
too.
You
There's
may,
an option
you may
in
be
the
able
BIOS.
To turn it off in the BIOS, exactly.
Okay.
And that may save you from having to do this. Sorry?
We thought we had a computer that had, like, some poltergeist mode that we didn't know about.
It may be getting up in the middle of the night and raiding the fridge.
Yeah, it just makes this obnoxious buzzing noise and wakes me out of a dead sleep three rooms away. So.
There you go. So it's wake you on LAN, apparently. Yeah,
exactly.
Give that a try and let us know.
Well, I'll try that. Thank you so much for your help. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Okay. Our next caller is Mike from Rochester. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, I just got a simple question for you guys. I'm an older gentleman. I want to switch to Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
I never upgraded my Windows 98 anyway. Should I upgrade things now or just switch to the XP and then upgrade there?
Well, what type of machine do you have currently?
Compact.
Yeah, is it a Pentium 2, 3, 4?
4, I believe it is.
How much memory?
I got 128
meg?
Yeah.
One thing I would recommend before you go doing the upgrade is go out and maybe pick up another 256 meg stick.
Right.
Then on your various components that are in your machine, say the video card, the modem, a network card, any of the other devices that are in there, sound card and that, first go visit the websites and see if there are any updates for those various cards.
Right.
Put them in a separate folder. You can just create a folder called updates, and under each one of those put a folder for the video card and the sound card and that, and put the drivers in there. Then go ahead and do your upgrade. Now, when you go ahead and it asks you for these particular drivers to upgrade, you'll already have them on your machine. You can point it towards that folder.
Oh, okay. Because what I did was I went to I got the sound pack numbers from Compact, and I just wrote them down.
Yeah.
And then I go and just goes that way.
Yeah, but I'd still want them down on my machine just in case. All of a sudden, say if the modem won't operate correctly or your network card won't operate correctly to get to DSL or Roadrunner, whatever you're using.
DSL.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, you got to get to that site and you can't because you don't have the correct drivers. It's better to have them on the machine so you're not put in that predicament.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Renison Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running computer call-in show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The place to be when you need to know now. Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM. When news breaks out, we break in.
5 people dead, more than 40 hurt after a bus careened off the freeway near Victor.
First, fast, accurate.
He tried to stop it somehow, but he lost control completely.
It's just unbelievable.
We have, I think, at least 5 different fire companies involved.
When news breaks out, we break in.
Officials are now discounting the possibility the crash, which killed 5 people, was due to any kind of a medical problem with the driver.
When news breaks out, we break in. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death?
Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Lee & Lee to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you. It's what you can do to your computer.
If I won millions of dollars playing Mega Millions, I'd put in a brand new top-of-the-line kitchen. That's what I'd do.
You are not a Mega Woman. A Mega Woman would have a team of world-class chefs working around the clock. At 3 a.m, you'd clap your hands and say, "Bring me potato croquettes or I want pork loin." And it would appear.
Oh, if I won Mega Millions, I'd retire and write a book.
I'm sorry, for you are not a Mega Man. A Mega Man would have a book written about him from the time he was a wee Mega Baby to the time he achieved his rightful place as a Mega Man. Be a Mega Man. Be a Mega Woman. Play Mega Millions from the New York Lottery with jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
1 in 5 people will become a victim of identity fraud in their lifetime. Think it can't happen to you? Think again. Information about you can be used by criminals to open credit accounts, obtain driver's licenses, and make purchases in your name, damaging your credit. Call Identity Guard for peace of mind. We'll send you your personal Equifax credit profile and monitor it each business day. If we notice suspicious activity, we'll notify you immediately so you can act quickly if you suspect fraud. You'll also receive quarterly summaries of your profile and credit score. Plus identity fraud insurance, underwritten by American International Group, the largest underwriter of commercial and industrial insurance in the U.S. Call now for a special introductory rate of just $39.95 for the first 6 months of service. As a special bonus, Identity Guard will provide you with an easy-to-read 3-bureau report. Take control of your identity before someone else does. Call toll-free 866-222-3100. That's 866-222-3100 for Identity Guard.
America's longest-running computer radio show is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbite. On News Radio 1180, WHAM.
It's true, we are Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright, and I know I got a gorgeous young lady next to me who is...
Amelia Francesco.
Redison Rob Linton is on the... But my daughter talks more than you do on the air. And we're taking your calls on Sound Bites. Our next caller is Jim from Rochester. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hi, this is kind of long-winded to get there, but bottom line is I used to have a VHS recorder, and I upgraded to a digital camcorder, video camera. And my intention was to eventually put my recordings on a DVD. Now, I know there's, like, Philips, I think, has a DVD recorder out there right now, or a burner.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, and I guess, I was talking to somebody at Dell the other day, I guess there are some initial DVD burners for some of the computers, which I've been told have some quirks. Is there something around the corner where, rather than going out and getting a DVD burner like a Philips thing, where, I mean, how's the technology going as far as, like, actually taking... allowing me to take my home videos, putting them on a DVD, actually on my computer.
It's on its way, but like anything else, I wouldn't want to be the pioneers because You're the ones with the arrows in your back.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it's a matter of, you know, getting it. They've got to settle on to who's going to, you know, what standards and everything else and rates and how they're going to just handle it. And like I say, the new ones out right now are very high priced. Probably
right.
By Christmas time, I would say, you're going to see a few more out there. They're playing around with them. And I think you're also going to see the price drop, just like everything else.
Now, you're talking a standalone burner or...
No, one that will go right into an existing system. In other words, you could pull out, say, just your plain 52X CD-ROM and put in this DVD / CD-ROM burner.
Okay, okay.
But it is still so new. I don't know as if I want to spend the bucks, and they're quite expensive right now.
Yeah, actually, the guy at Dell said he didn't have any personal experience, but he had heard rumblings that there were some quirks.
Yeah,
and
that's what I've heard, too.
He might hold off on it.
I've heard the same thing, and I've encouraged a number of my clients also just to hold off.
Okay.
You know, that's one great thing about this technology nowadays. When we sit there and say, you know, hold off, we're not talking, you know, 1-2 years like it used to be.
Right.
We're only talking months.
Months. 6 months at the outside.
Yeah, I keep thinking about my old tapes deteriorating, and I just wanted to hop on as soon as I could. But
right. Certainly by the end of the year, you should be able to buy something that's both fairly universally compatible and cheap enough that you're going to be willing to pick it up.
All right.
Okey-doke.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you. Our next caller, Jeff from Greece. Welcome, Jeff. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I have a file that I downloaded that I was never able to open. And whenever I try to delete it, it says that I can't delete it or I really can't do anything with it because it's being used by another user.
What program, what version of Windows are you using?
I have XP.
When you downloaded this file, did you try to open it or install it or any of that sort of thing, or is it just was it a text file or some sort of program?
It was a video file.
Okay, and you tried to run the video file and it wouldn't run.
Yeah, I was never able to run it.
And what virus program are you running?
Actually, I think that's part of my problem. I don't have a virus program.
This is bad, Jeff. This is a bad thing.
I don't even know enough to think of a good lie, so that's why I started.
Right, no, it's better. You never lie about something like that. Here's the deal. This was one of Dave's top stories at the start of the show this week. There's a file sharing network called Kazaa, K-A-Z-A-A.
Okay. And I'm in something similar to that is how I got this.
Right, mm-hmm. And what happens is a lot of people are putting out things that, you know, pretend to be the Star Wars Episode 2 or the mm-hmm. Spider-Man movie or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the list goes on
and on. And some of them are different, shall we say. And any one of these that you download is, in fact, not a movie but is a virus. And it
oh,
is
you're
good.
Kidding.
Why would
no,
I lie
no.
about that? It
oh,
is
no.
very possible that you have a virus. What you need to do now is to go out and buy a commercial version of an antivirus program like McAfee or Norton.
Okay.
And then install it. And one of the things you'll be able to do right from the CD is disinfect your machine.
Okay.
So if you boot the system with the CD and disinfect your machine from that before you even install the software...
Okay.
That's what you need to do. Then you need to install the antivirus software. Then you need to update it.
Well, if you get the McAfee, it'll automatically check when you're doing the install
to
do it. One thing I do recommend for folks, though, if you're doing the install of McAfee, you know, it opens up a screen and it'll say typical or custom. Go for the custom. You have the options within custom to put safe and sound. I usually tend not to use that. It tends to get in the way, clutters up more stuff. The firewall, you can either use it or not, depending on whether you have a hardware doing that, or if you're using Zone Alarm or one of the other products. So you have the options to turn those on or off. If you don't, typically it will install Safe and Sound and the firewall, even though you got something else. So do a custom install if you choose McAfee.
Okay.
Okay, and then once you've done that, the theory is if that file is in fact infected, it may well be deleted by McAfee itself. If not, then you should be able to delete it. But under no circumstances should you try to run it again.
Okay.
because it is very likely that you'll just attempt to reinfect yourself. Now, the theory is McAfee will stop you from doing that, but don't even bother trying.
Yeah, okay.
And the reality is that in this world as we live it, generally speaking, if it's too good to be true, it isn't.
Well, it's just like the other virus that's been floating around quite a bit. It's called JS No Clothes. And basically what it is a lot of these hackers out there that are getting into banners and porn websites, you know, and popping them up on your screen are attaching it. It's sort of like a virus, but all it is that it's putting up those banners and advertisements. It really doesn't do any damage to your machine. It's just a pain that you got to contend with all those pop-ups.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. We're going to go back to the phones. If you're a local caller in the 585 area, it's 222-1180. If you are outside the 585 area code, we have a deal for you. We have an 800 number.
Ooh.
It's 295-1180. And if you are a Verizon Wireless customer, it's a free call at star 1180. The kind of the theme here, because we're WHAM, 1180. There's a... Never mind. We're going to Bill from Greece now. Welcome, Bill. What's your question?
Hello there. I have XP and I have Norton 2002. It works. It will update, but I can't open the program. In other words, I can't get the page that allows you to do a complete scan and all of the other stuff. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. When I click on the icons that normally open the program, just nothing happens.
One thing I would recommend you doing, Bill, is first, if you can, get up to their website, the Symantec website.
Yeah.
And get the Klez utility. Okay?
Oh, okay.
They've got a utility up there. It's called Klez.
Klez. K-L-E-Z?
K-L-E-Z.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is run that program. Because what Klez did, if you haven't been very diligent in updating your virus programs...
Well, I do it every week at least, but...
Okay, but it counts on... If you even skipped a day then mm-hmm. the Klez snuck in there, what it does is totally disables your Norton
mm-hmm.
and any McAfee, and then it starts to work on some of the other programs. So what I advise you to do is go up to the Symantec website, get the Klez tool, and run it.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, you might have to reboot, uninstall your Norton, and reinstall it, because the Klez virus...
Yeah, now that's what the Dell talk line suggested I do, but then don't I have to also reinstall all the updates that happened since...
You need to do the next update. That will include everyone before it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
That's easier.
There you go, sir.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So I got two things to do, one and then the other.
Yep.
Thank you much.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
In these times, you can't afford to wait to read about it tomorrow when you need to know now. Lock in the news leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM. For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Time is running out on the Lazy Boy Warehouse Sale. Today and tomorrow are the final 2 days. We're keeping the doors of our huge warehouse open to the public. Save up to 70% on the Lazy Boy furniture you've always loved. Not since the days of the famous McCurdy's Warehouse Sale has there been this much excitement about a warehouse event. Today and tomorrow at the Lazy Boy Regional Distribution Center in the Genesee Regional Market. And both beautiful stores in Greece and Henrietta. You'll find genuine Lazy Boy sofas from $3.99. Genuine Lazy Boy chairs from $1.97. Tables and lamps from $30. $39. Some items are scratched or one of a kind. Some are factory overstocks or discontinued. All of them feature the style and quality you expect from Lazy Boy Furniture. But quantities are limited, so don't wait. First come, first serve. You could qualify for a $25 gift certificate to the fabulous Springhouse Restaurant. Ask for details. The Lazy Boy Warehouse Sale. Look for the big ad in the paper. And don't miss Lazy Boy's Warehouse Sale in the Genesee Valley Regional Market on Jefferson Road. Don't wait. The sale absolutely ends tomorrow afternoon at 5.
Imagine a company that delivers messages. Your messages. Around the corner, around the continent, around the planet. In the glow of the spotlight, in the blink of an eye. Messages that can be loud or soft. Bold or intimate. Not just reaching an audience, but touching their lives every day. Clear Channel. Radio, TV, live entertainment, outdoor advertising. How many ways has Clear Channel reached you today?
Clear Channel Worldwide.
When it comes to delivering messages, we make a big world seem a whole lot smaller.
Everybody open up your windows, turn on the music, turn on the music.
Come on everybody, if ever there was a time for a Manilow concert.
Everybody now.
The time is now for Barry Manilow, live on stage. Big night, Saturday, July 20th, at the Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center.
And they dance,
Barry Manilow. Bring a picnic and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere at the Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center this summer. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at Ticket Express and all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 585-232-1900 or Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 20th at Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center. Barry Manilow. Produced by Magic City Productions and Clear Channel Entertainment.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Rob Linton is on the buttons. Steve Ray is off in the wilds of the unknown universe. I have no idea where he is. And Al from Hilton is on the line.
Wait,
welcome,
wait a minute.
Wait.
One thing we got to say thank you to Bill Gray.
We almost forgot.
Even on the holiday, making sure that our food got up here and we're all happily fed.
And it was absolutely delicious. Amelia loved hers. I have to tell you that the world's greatest cheeseburger is the perfect complement to the world's greatest radio show.
Yes.
And we want to thank our friends at Bill Gray's for that. They're terrific people. And now, even as we speak, Al from Hilton, impatiently waiting on the line. Welcome, Al. What's your question?
I guess I'll have to go to Bill Gray's tonight.
That's
there
exactly
you go.
Right.
My question is twofold. If I am going to be moving, which I would expect to do shortly, what can I expect and what precautions would you advise me to take with the computer? I'm not really savvy on it, so I just would otherwise just unplug it and carry it, pack it, you know. But
Are you moving it yourself, or do you have a moving company?
No, I would move it myself.
Nowadays, there isn't that much you have to do. In the old days, you know, there was this park the head business and all this other thing. As long as you don't drop it or shake it or that sort of thing.
The one thing I would recommend is, you know, how certain items you'll just go ahead and throw onto the moving truck. What I would recommend is maybe this be the last piece, or maybe your first trip, wrap it in a blanket or something, put it in your back seat of your car, down on the floor so it doesn't get bounced around, and make the trek over to your new place. Mm-hmm. Not loading it onto, say, the moving truck where it might get bumped and jostled all around.
Okay. No problems with disconnecting it and losing anything on it?
No.
No, make sure you shut it down correctly. Don't just turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then unplug everything. Keep track of what cable went into what plug. And
Label them.
You know, it's easy enough to do.
One to one, 2 to 2, 3 to 3.
Exactly. And then when you get there, plug it all in, turn it all on, and you're on your way.
Good to go.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. You too. And have a good time in your new abode. Our next caller, Steve from Henrietta. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Yeah, hi, Nick. Great show.
Thanks.
I know that Eudora and Opera you can use on the Intel side.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use that on the Mac side also?
Yes, you can. Both Opera and Eudora are available for the Macintosh. I honestly don't know, because the website hasn't come up yet, whether or not they're available under OS 10 native, but I know that they're working on that. I just don't know if it's available at the moment. But both are available on the net, Opera at opera.com, Eudora at, shockingly, Eudora.com.
Whoa. Oh, great. Is there any place... could I buy any of these in a local store?
Yes, I believe you can. I don't know about Opera, but I know you can buy Eudora locally.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of the computer superstores carries them, and many of the smaller dealers, I don't know. You have to ask. But you can buy them certainly packaged. That's easy enough to do.
So the same package, if I buy Eudora, the same package will work. Obviously, I'm going to be loading different files on the different machines, but that same package will go into the Intel and the Mac.
Just check the bottom of the box. It'll tell, you know, what operating systems usually gives the minimum requirements for it to go on each system. And quite often we're seeing both, you know, like something for Opera or Netscape, you know, that'll work on the PC or the Mac.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. There is a version for Mac OS X, as well as a separate version for 8.1 to 9X. I'm just typing. Apparently not very well.
Well, next we'll go to Joe in Buffalo.
Thank you very much.
Howdy, guys.
How you doing there in Buffalo?
Fairly well.
Hello, Buffalo. What's up?
Well, first of all, you guys seemed quite disappointed at Clear Channel Guy, we'll call him, so... I'll do this for you guys. Clear Channel Guy, he knows how to speak English. He may not know anything else, but he knows how to speak English. But at any rate...
Okay!
I was wondering what you guys thought about the new end-user license agreement for Windows Media Player.
Oh, the one that will track what you're doing on the net and send it wherever it wants to send it and prevent you from borrowing music from someone else, that sort of thing?
Their new agreement basically says, okay, we are going to, without your knowledge or consent, except for this, you know, end user license agreement, we're going to be able to download updates to your Windows Media Player. And furthermore, if we think you have content that should be secure and it looks unsecured, we have the right to, like, shut down other applications on your computer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what the end user license agreement says for Windows Media Player. If you download the product, you are agreeing legally. If you say, yes, I agree, if you click that button, you have entered into a legal agreement with Microsoft, and you are bound by the EULA. And in fact, you have no choice. It's not like this is something you can turn on and off. If you run their media player, they're going to do this. So my suggestion is you find some other program to run your content on.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Do you guys have anything that would be Windows Media Player compatible?
Well, that's a little tougher.
Yeah, really.
Right at the moment.
They have some sort of software patent on the algorithm for the codec or something like that?
Right, exactly. And so that's where part of the problem at least comes in. What you're looking for is the WMF file, and what you want is something that's compatible with that.
Okay, I've got to hand it to you guys. You fixed my Java problem.
Thank you.
Making symlinks on my hard disk definitely did the trick.
Super.
But I got a new one for you. Now the applet loads, but none of the buttons seem to work.
Well, we didn't guarantee that. What, you want everything?
None
Jeez
of the...
Louise.
This is really weird. You if you click on the button, nothing happens. But if you hit the space bar after that, it's like you pressed the button. Isn't that weird?
We didn't press
the button. Oh, that's strange.
Very.
What it sounds like is you're missing one of the... what do they call them? The Java class files, but they have another name for them.
Yeah.
But it sounds like one of the class files didn't install correctly.
Yeah, I got the RPM from Sun themselves.
That's weird. Hmm. Even so, if there was a glitch during the download, that's sort of fair. It might not have gone in correctly. My suggestion would be to download it again and install it over itself.
I can always try that.
Yeah.
Because it does sound to me like you're either missing a corrupted class file.
Yeah, part of it's not reacting.
Right, and reinstalling it should fix the problem.
Okay, give it a try. I did that like twice already, though.
Well, have you uninstalled
it? Well, from the same download or from a brand new download?
From a brand new download.
Oh.
Well,
I even turned off proxy settings and all that.
Does this happen with other programs or just one program?
Oddly enough, the ones I run the most are from DSL reports, like the speed test and the tweak test and all that.
Right.
I don't know if there's any place else I can go to, like, test Java apps. I just, you know...
Well, try downloading LimeWire at LimeWire.com. It's a music sharing, it's a peer-to-peer sharing thing. It's in Java?
Yep, it's great.
Mm.
And try it and see if the same button problem happens. If not, then you know it's the application and not you.
Yeah, I use Java and LimeWire, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, and let us know.
Yeah, but this LimeWire, dare I ask, will it run on Linux?
Yes, there's a Linux version.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I remember stuff like Dialpad. Dialpad says, have to run this on Microsoft.
No, there's
Windows.
A Linux version at LimeWire.com.
Oh, it's outstanding.
And it's Java, and that's a great test to see if, you know, the buttons show up and everything else.
Okie dokie. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, and Amelia Francesco on the universe's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
You have good sense, Eleanor.
And you're very sensible, Marianne.
I wish I was married.
Me too.
How is Geico able to guarantee my claim repairs and still save me money?
Doesn't really make sense, does it?
You should know.
Guaranteed claim repairs for as long as you own your car. And you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico today at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
My family loves the summer. We go to the lake. My husband barbecues. My kids can't wait to get in the water. But before all that, I think about safety, starting with our tires. The heat puts extra strain on tires, so I make sure they're properly inflated. My whole world travels in this car. So while my kids think about the lake, I think about making sure we get there safely.
This summer, take care of your tires. They take care of you. Learn more at safetrip.org. Brought to you by your state attorney general and state office of consumer protection.
You're riding in your car. You crank up your favorite music station. You never hear a commercial. Not one. It's new Sirius Satellite Radio. 100 channels of the best entertainment on the road. 60 original music channels, 100% commercial free. Plus 40 sports news and entertainment channels. Only Sirius gives you digital entertainment coast to coast with S-Plex technology for superior sound resolution. And getting Sirius is easy. Just adapt your existing radio or get a Sirius Ready radio and receiver kit. Then subscribe. Now it's just you, the road, and the music. Sirius Satellite Radio. You'll never want to leave your car. Subscribe now to Sirius, the only service with 100% commercial-free music, and get your first 3 months free. For details, call 1-888-539-SIRIUS. That's 1-888-539-SIRIUS. See dealer for details. Hardware and installation required. Subscription sold separately. Fees, terms, and conditions apply. Programming and fees subject to change.
Online, WHAM1180.com. On the air, it's News Radio 1180, WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
McCormick. An assassination test. The new government of Afghanistan gunman opened fire on the car of Vice President Abdul Qadir as he left a government building. CBS News reporter Phil Littner was at the scene in Kabul.
Inside the vehicle itself, there is just blood everywhere. Apparently, this was an armored vehicle because not many of the bullets appear to have penetrated to the interior of the car itself.
The gunman escaped, and police have set up roadblocks to find them. The reaction today from President Bush, who refused to speculate on who the assassins might be.
It could be drug lords. It could be longtime rivals. Who knows? All we know is a good man is dead, and we mourn his loss.
A foreign ministry spokesman called the killing a terrorist action carried out by enemies of the state who are against peace in the country. Qadir was elected at the recent Afghan Grand Council. He was one of three vice presidents. Survivors of that shooting spree at the El Al counter of Los Angeles International Airport arrived back in Israel today. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
No one was happier to get home than Israeli mechanic Ben Meir, who said he was lucky to be alive. The gunman pointed a pistol at me and fired, he said, and I used my carry-on as a shield. Later, he checked the bag. I found papers and a shirt full of holes, he said, and in a package of candy, he found a bullet. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
INS records, meanwhile, show Egyptian immigrant Hisham Mohammed Hidayat was almost deported back in 1996. It isn't clear why, but he eventually won permanent residency status after his wife received a visa through a lottery program. Finally, some good news to report from flood-ravaged Texas. Authorities now say the Medina Dam west of San Antonio looks sound to hold back all the water from the Medina River. There were concerns about possible cracks. Northeast of San Antonio, residents are keeping a worried eye on the rising Guadalupe River. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman is in New Braunfels.
Thousands more people here on standby to evacuate, and with good reason. Every major river in this area is now cresting at its record level. Another bad omen. More rain is in this weekend's forecast.
At least eight deaths are blamed on the floods. Serena Williams has won her first Wimbledon championship, beating sister Venus in straight sets.
I'd like to thank my guy Jehovah for, you know, allowing myself and my family and Venus to do so well in tennis, and my mom and my dad.
It was the third all-Williams Grand Slam final in 10 months, with Serena winning her second in a row. Venus, after today's match.
Obviously, Grand Slams, this is where it's at, especially at Wimbledon, this is where it all started. So at least I know that sometimes I can look at the trophy.
Venus had won Wimbledon the last 2 years and was hoping to become the first woman to take three in a row since Steffi Graf. This is CBS News.
Just about every day now, people are asking me how they can help improve their vision and their child's vision safely and effectively and without the risk of expensive laser surgery. I'm Dr. Henry Ettinger, and I've been recommending the See Clearly method for 2 years now, and I'm here to tell you, it works. It wasn't long ago that I was beginning to need glasses myself, but using the See Clearly method has kept me out of glasses. The standard approach to vision care has been to buy stronger and stronger glasses as our vision gets worse. However, glasses just treat the symptoms and don't fix the problem. The See Clearly method is a natural program designed by optometrists who say the program may help you and your children start improving your vision at home safely and effectively. In just minutes a day, you may be seeing clearer, sharper, and better than you ever thought possible. I know, it works for me and it works for my patients. Call 1-800-900-0016 for your free video on the See Clearly method. That's 1-800-900-0016. 1-800-900-0016.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with a WHAM News update. A Seneca County teenager faces charges for attempted murder. 19-year-old Blaine Dallaire allegedly fired at 38-year-old Sterling Peters. Peters was hit in the back near his spine. He was taken to Strawn Memorial Hospital, where he's listed in satisfactory condition. An Ontario County man faces up to 4 years in prison for the death of a 49-year-old woman. 57-year-old Thomas Vandermortel is accused of giving heroin to his girlfriend, Trudy Boney. After using the drug, Boney needed medical attention. Vandermortel waited, fearing he'd be busted by the cops. He then took her to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. A former Rochester police officer fired for distributing a memo called Ghetto Lingo will have his day in court. Brian Sexstone has sued the Rochester Police Department, Chief Bob Duffy, and the city of Rochester. Sexstone claims he sent the memo as a way for officers to communicate better with residents in the Clinton Avenue area. Thousands of people are in Palmyra this weekend for the Hill Cumorah pageant. The annual event is put on every year by the Mormons, also known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The National Weather Service says smoke from Canadian wildfires is obscuring a sunny day in New York State. A meteorologist says wind is pushing plumes of smoke over the state, and a darker 200-mile-wide patch covers Watertown, Syracuse, and Binghamton. He says the smoke is not life-threatening, but may slightly smell. We'll have a check of radar weather next. Wham! News Time, now 105.
News, business, weather, sports. The Wham! Midday News with Bill Lau and Paul Harvey.
Good day.
News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Hi, Dick Clark here for NuVim. That's N-U-V-I-M. You know, I love my NuVim, and let me tell you why. NuVim is the revolutionary new dietary supplement that helps build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. NuVim makes me feel my best. Now, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You've already discovered how NuVim can make you feel stronger, more energetic, and it's you I want to hear from. Tell me your NuVim story. Call 1-866-90-NuVim. That's N-U-V-I-M. You could be in a radio commercial with me telling other folks why you drink NuVim. And you can also win a 45-day supply of NuVim. Call 1-866-90-NuVim today. Again, that number is 1-866-90-NuVim, spelled N-U-V-I-M. And for those of you who haven't tried refreshing NuVim, look for NuVim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink NuVim. You'll love how you feel.
WHAM's radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York through the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, very pleasant outdoors with high temperatures close to the 80-degree mark, but the humidity, not a big issue. It's very low. We'll have clear skies tonight. The low temperatures will be 55 to 60. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, just a little warmer. The highs 80 to 85, but humidity still not a big concern. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. And on Monday, just partly sunny, but more cloudiness around. The humidity up a little bit, too. High temperatures in the low and middle 80s. This is WHAM meteorologist Ken McKinley.
Rochester radar from News Source 13 not showing any precipitation. Right now, downtown, hazy skies and 76 degrees. More sound bites up next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Running computer show, Soundbite, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
That's right. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Amelia Francesco.
Radisson Rob Linton is on the buttons. Steve Ray is somewhere in the
fourth quadrant. And your daughter talks more than Rob does.
I know it. She does. She's doing great, too.
All he does is sit there and smile. You know, folks, he is here. He is live. You hear him through the news.
That's right.
So it's not a figment of our imagination.
And look at him blushing. He looks so good in red. All right, we're going to go back to the phones in just a couple of minutes at the numbers you just heard. But before we do that, we have a couple of few things to talk about. Every week on our website, we have a poll. This week's poll was about trusting Microsoft with your private, personal, and financial data.
Yeah, right.
We had 215 of you vote, and I really want to thank each and every one of you. 92% of you said no. A mere 8%, 17 votes, said yes. So I think it's very clear that at least among the soundbites listeners, of the 215 of you who voted, you do not trust Microsoft with your private, personal, financial data. This week's was a little bit different. We talked about the Kazaa worm and the problems with Kazaa, and the questions are, do you use Kazaa? And the choices are yes, no, and Kazaa. Kazaa, of course, is a file-sharing network, peer-to-peer network like Napster and those were. And so far, the 49 votes in so far, 67% of you have said no, 24% of you have said Kazaa, and only 8% of you have, that's four votes, have said yes. So please.
Well, I can be seeing those machines pretty soon with our viruses.
That's exactly right. You love to hear the yes. You love to see the yeses. So far, it's only four machines, but hopefully that'll grow for you.
Oh, it will. Yeah. It will, because, I mean, a lot of folks just don't pay attention, and, oh, I'm getting this for free, and, you know.
Right, right, right.
Don't pay the consequences.
That's right. Now, normally, I would then say, if you want to leave a short opinion about the poll over on Ask Nick, my website, asknick.com. There's a link right under the poll to do that. However, this week's opinion poll is just a little bit different. Those of you who have been following us, not just here on the radio, but also on our news on 756 Talk on Friday nights, know that last night was the last show, and so you get to put... an opinion about the fact that we'll no longer be on television. We will, of course, continue to be right here on 1180 WHAM for your computer pleasure, but we will no longer be on television. And that, of course, was not a local Time Warner decision. That was a national Time Warner decision. But please feel free to send them your comments. Just be nice to them. And join our polls, our forums, rather. We have a forum, a weekly forum, in which you can leave messages, get help in between the show, join us in the craziness that goes on in the forums.
Yep.
When you sign up, please put in your city.
City. That's all we ask. We're not going to resell this. So many folks will sit there and take the time to put in their email address, but won't put in their city and state.
First, we're not going to sell your information.
No.
And secondly, we don't want your address, just the city you're calling from, city and state, so we can put another button, a little pin on our maps.
Yeah.
And for those of you who have been... following it, you know that we have a guy named Argyle and another one called BOFH, and these guys respectively award and take away points from the people on the polls and the forums, rather. And if you want to see where you stand in those points, we just started a points page at soundbites.org/points.
Now, is that good to have points or bad to have points?
It's actually good to have points so far, I think.
But Gopherman...
Gopherman is at the minus one on the points right at the moment.
Is that paper or plastic?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's our guy who's in there. So if you would join us, please, we would be honored to have you do so. And now we're going to go right back to the phones at 222-1180, if you're in the 585 area code. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's a free call, 800-295-1180 on the Choice One toll-free line. Or if you're a Verizon Wireless customer, it's a free call. It's star 1180. And our next caller is Jim from Greece. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. My problem is with my printer.
Ah.
It seems to be either stretching out the words or... starting to print halfway into the page and go to the right and you lose half the sentence.
Well, it figures your sentences aren't long enough, so it's trying to fill up the line.
Well.
What kind of printer is it?
Canon.
Canon Bubble Jet?
Right.
And what operating system are you running?
95.
And, a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to go in and get new drivers from Canon, but it wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you're not going to do it because your operating system hasn't been supported in a couple of years now.
That's what I thought.
Have you tried reloading the original drivers?
Yes, a couple times.
And that didn't help?
No.
Jim, one thing I would suggest, what type of machine is it?
The printer?
No, your PC. Is it a Pentium 1, Pentium 2?
Two.
Pentium 2, how much memory?
I only got, now there's only, maybe 48 or something.
48 mega memory?
Yeah.
You could go, depending on how long you want to keep this machine around, you can still purchase, and I won't guarantee how much longer, the Windows 98 Second Edition upgrade.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You go with that, then you've got something that's supported, and then these other drivers that are now being written for 98, and the other newer systems, you're going to have a better chance of getting it to work as opposed to something that is no longer supported.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And if you do a self-test, does that look right?
No. It part of it does, and then it starts going away.
Yeah, in that case, if the self-test doesn't work, then it's very likely that the printer itself has just kind of walked south.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but...
It's about 6 years old.
Yeah,
so.
The self-test is the real key in this case.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our next caller is Tom from Rochester. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Yeah, I've got a computer that shuts down, resets by itself right in the middle of doing something. And usually if I share training files or PowerPoint files that are about anywhere from 2 to 20 meg, and if I'm downloading them, in the middle of them, the computer will freeze, and then all of a sudden it'll reset.
And does it freeze at other times or just during downloads?
Well, it seems like it's more predominant during download. I don't know if it's
ever does it to me other times.
Are you in an always-on networking environment?
Yeah, I've got a cable modem.
Okay. It's possible that you have either a damaged or bad driver for your network card, or the card itself may have been damaged in one of the recent lightning storms.
Okay.
The first thing I would suggest doing is looking for an up. You might as well look for an updated driver, as long as you're going to replace the driver anyway.
Okay.
For your network card, go to the manufacturer of the network card and download the correct driver for your operating system.
Okay.
And install that, and then give that a try. If that works, that's the cheap solution, and you win.
Sounds right.
If that doesn't work, what you want to try is remove the network okay. card entirely and run for a while without it. I know that what are you going to do with a computer that's not connected to the net, but there's always free cell. And run it for a while, maybe write a few files, do a little, you know, this and that.
PowerPoint.
Create a couple PowerPoint presentations.
But work it hard.
Work it hard with no network card installed at all. I mean, physically remove it. That will tell us if it doesn't die, then you know it's the card.
And they're cheap enough to replace.
Right, they're cheap now.
$20-$25.
Right.
Okay, you don't think it has anything to do with when you download files like that, is the processor working hard or is it pretty straight?
Well, now that's the third problem. Actually, now that I think of it, I'm actually going to move this one up in the queue. Have you tried taking off the case and looking at the motherboard?
Well, it's clean. I made sure the fan was clean and the thing's clean and everything's clean and the fan's working.
Okay, the fans are all working and everything.
Yeah, I thought it might be a heat.
Yeah, that was going to be that's what I was thinking.
And I even thought about, I think in the BIOS, doesn't it tell you what the processor temperature
is? Yes, it does. Yep. Yes, it does.
I even thought about going in and after it resets, looking and see what the temperature is, although I don't know what temperature it would have to get to reset.
Well, but that's in your manual. You remember the manual that piece of paper you never looked at?
No, I look at the motherboard manual.
There you go.
I've done it several times.
It's in there for that. But the other thing that you want to do is if it happens when the card is out, it could also be bad memory.
Well, usually on bad memory, you'll get blue screens.
Usually you will,
If it's a... If he wasn't getting proper circulation, you'd also see the video start acting up.
Right.
My video seems to be fine. I don't get blue screens. The other one, it resets, it goes to the blue screen, and it does the...
What operating system are you running?
98SE.
Okay, and you've done all the latest updates?
You know, I hate to say this, but I need you to start with that and let us know. Well, and also, of course, you know, you've checked your antivirus and all of that stuff. But I would start with those two things and see where it takes us.
Network card and temperature.
First, the driver for the network card.
Okay, drivers.
And assuming that you've done the antivirus stuff, then I would go to the driver for the network card. And then I would work without the card for a while.
Okay.
And see if, in fact, it continues to happen. And then we can eliminate that.
Very good.
Sorry to make it a long, drawn-out process.
No,
that's
okay.
I
learn more every time I try to fix something.
There you go. Yeah,
that's what it's about.
That's the attitude. Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, please stay on the line. If you're not on the line, why not? We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on America's longest-running computer call-in radio show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Like him or hate him, he's Rochester's own Bob Lonsberry. Weekdays, 11 till 2, on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you, it's what you can do to your computer.
not sleeping well? Your old, uncomfortable mattress and these hot, muggy nights could be the reason. Sleep City has just the remedy. During our 4th of July mattress super sale, you can buy any Serta mattress at 30 to 50% off our already low prices. Savings like an Ultra Pillow Top Queen Set for only $5.99. Hi, this is Gino Marcello, owner of Sleep City. During this 4th of July mattress super sale, not only will you get the lowest price on any mattress in the area, but I will pay the sales tax for you as well. That's right. I will pay the sales tax for you on any purchase during this 4th of July celebration. So stop in at Sleep City in Henrietta, Victor, and our newest superstore in Webster. And remember, as always, your comfort is my guarantee.
I'm Adam Cook, certified fitness instructor. I'm here to talk about Rich for Life, the new instant game from the New York Lottery. The grand prize is $5,000 every week for life. This could cause a sudden surge in your heart rate every week for as long as you live. So here's some tips for healthy winning. In your 20s, the frequent heart-pumping excitement could actually be a unique addition to a regular workout routine. In your 30s and 40s, getting $5,000 every week shouldn't be a problem, balanced by some light exercise like yoga. But in your 50s and 60s, the weekly thrill requires caution. So, before opening your mail from the lottery, warm up with a few jumping jacks. From age 70 on up, try speed walking to and from your mailbox. Heel to toe, heel to toe. And remember to breathe.
Rich for Life from the New York Lottery. Because good things happen in an instant. Repeatedly.
Catch the official Mega Millions drawings every Tuesday and Friday night live at 11 p.m. on WOKR News Source 13. Watch the winning numbers as they come up. With jackpots so big, you're just going to have to dream bigger.
See Hollywood's biggest stars on the big screens at Rochester's Regal Cinemas.
Regal Cinema Eastview Mall. Regal Cinema Culver and Ridge. Regal Cinema Henrietta.
Stadium seating.
Dolby Digital Sound.
Gift certificates available anytime from the box office.
Discount passes available for large groups.
Stop by the concession stand. When you buy two regular-sized drinks and a large popcorn, you get candy free.
Check your local listings to see what's playing and the showtimes.
Then spend a night at the movies at the Rochester Regal Cinemas. You're treated like royalty at Regal Cinemas.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenfield Computer Services. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's also true. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Amelia Francesco.
Radisson Rob Linton is on the buttons. You are listening to
smiling
the universe. Smiling Rob Linton.
Right. He almost looks like one of those bobbles. You know, the head is
nodding, smiling.
Just take me out of it. Yeah.
If only I had a back deck in my car big enough to stand him on, we'd be all set. Our next caller on Soundbites is Kirk from Pittsburgh. Welcome. What's your question?
Well, I want you to prevent a murder. I have a criminal computer that needs to be reformed before I murder him. It doesn't want to boot.
What happens when you try to boot?
Well, it varies. Most of the time, I get a blank screen, but sometimes I get to my desktop, and the most I ever got was I was able to open Excel, and then it died.
What antivirus program are you running?
McAfee.
And it's been updated?
Yes.
Weekly?
Daily, yeah. I mean, whenever I'm on the net.
That's good. Okay. So every day or two anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. When you start up your... What version of Windows are you running?
98.
Okay. And when did this start happening, this problem?
Well, today, severely, lighter it had been happening for some time, you know, but...
Days or weeks or...
I would say weeks. I could boot it, maybe the first time it didn't go, but then it went the second
okay.
time.
What it sounds like to me is that some component in your system is dying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the problem.
Or something's corrupted in its Windows.
Well, it could be. It could be. But the point being that since you can get sometimes farther than other times...
Yeah, but you know what?
Thing?
McAfee... If you've got the one line in the McAfee with the that says boot scan, I've seen it to where it'll get to a certain point and then the machine just stops. If you're booting it up and if you hold down the control key, what I would suggest if you're running McAfee is, when it's booting up, just hold down the control key, you'll get presented with a menu. The last option, it will take you strictly to C prompt. Edit your autoexec.bat.
Wait a second. I booted from a button.
When you're booting the machine, hold down the control key.
I see. I hold down the control key and then I hit the boot button. Is that it?
No. Right. Hold the control key down and turn it on.
Yeah.
Keep holding that control key down until you see a menu on the screen.
Yes.
It'll go through most of the boot process and then show you a menu. Mm-hmm. The bottom choice will be DOS-only mode or C-prompt mode or command mode. I forget what it's called on the various versions of Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And you select that one. It's usually number 6.
Mm-hmm.
You'll now come to a prompt that just says C:\.
Okay.
Type the following. Edit, E-D-I-T.
Edit.
Hit the space bar.
Space.
And then you want autoexec.bat, and that is spelled AUTOEXEC.BAT, with no spaces in it.
Yeah.
So you're saying edit, space, autoexec.bat.
Mm-hmm.
That'll bring up a screen with a little editor.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see in there a line that references McAfee. And if you see a line that references McAfee, and towards the end of it, it says bootscan.exe, what you have to do is just highlight that bootscan just before the period of exe and change that to scanpm. So it'll be scanpm.exe.
S-C-A-N-P-M.
P as in Peter, M as in Michael.
Yeah.
.exe. You then exit out of it, save the file, try rebooting your machine and see if it doesn't hang anymore.
Wait a second. I changed that to the scan PM,
mm-hmm.
and then I...
save it.
Save it.
And then just reboot the machine.
And then reboot.
And see if that helps alleviate part of the problem.
If it doesn't, then you do indeed have some sort of component problem.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that to get that diagnosed, you're going to have to take to somebody.
Well, mine is a Dell computer.
Yeah.
Can that be still taken to somebody?
Yeah, as long as it's off warranty, you can take it to anybody you want.
Yeah, I work on Dell's compacts, the whole nine yards.
Right.
And, one of you guys is on Brighton Town Line Road.
Yes, that's me, Dave Enright, Enright PC Management, 3385 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road, right near Witten Road.
What are your hours?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Yep.
Okay, I'm afraid we have to go, Kirk. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The forecast at your fingertips. 222-8000, the Wham weather phone. 222-8000, brought to you by Rochester Colonial, the window and door experts.
When news breaks out, we break in.
5 people dead, more than 40 hurt after a bus careened off the thruway near Victor.
First, fast,
accurate.
He tried to stop it somehow, but he lost control completely.
It's just unbelievable.
We have, I think, at least five different fire companies involved.
When news breaks out, we break in.
Officials are now discounting the possibility the crash, which killed five people, is due to any kind of a medical problem with the driver.
When news breaks out, we break in. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
There's a giant birthday bash going on, and you're invited. WHAM is turning 80 years old this year, and it's party time Wednesday, July 10th, with a blowout celebration at the High Falls Festival site. Live performances by Shamalama, The Chauvinistics, and Nick and the Nice Guys starting at 6. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Pick up free birthday tickets at the Jewelry Clinic in Midtown Plaza by the food court, and don't miss the special ticket drop with Wham's Bob Lonsberry Monday, July 8th at 2 p.m. Get your free birthday tickets while supplies last at the Jewelry Clinic, Midtown Plaza near the food court.
Come on, everybody, open up your windows, turn on the music, turn on the music.
Come on, everybody, if ever there was a time for a Manilow concert.
Everybody now.
The time is now for Barry Manilow, live on stage. Big night, Saturday, July 20th, at the Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center.
And they dance,
Barry Manilow. Bring a picnic and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere at the Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center this summer. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at Ticket Express and all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 585-232-1900 or Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 20th at Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center. Barry Manilow. Produced by Magic City Productions and Clear Channel Entertainment.
Meet and talk with the world's leading X-Files investigators at the 33rd Annual International Mutual UFO Network Symposium in Rochester at the Hyatt Regency Downtown, July 6th and 7th. MUFON is the world's largest and most respected UFO research organization with 4,000 members worldwide. 2002 MUFON Symposium will feature 13 top scientists and researchers from around the globe discussing their discoveries from decades of research into the UFO phenomenon. Speakers include Timothy Good, one of the world's most respected authorities on the alien phenomenon, and William Burns, co-author of the New York Times bestseller The Day After Roswell. For registration information, contact MUFON, Monroe County, at 426-4000, or go online to MUFON.com. It's the most important gathering of UFO experts in the world, the 33rd Annual UFO Network International Symposium, July 6th and 7th, at the Hyatt Regency Downtown. The real X-Files come to Rochester.
Everyone loves a really good deal, but a free offer? That's even better. Which leads me to True Value's Great American Paint Sale. We have buy one, get one free offers on just about everything you need for your painting projects. And that's not all. You'll also get savings on brand name items throughout the store, so you can take care of all your home repair needs. Hurry in to the Great American Paint Sale at True Value, because great savings and buy one, get one free deals don't happen every day. Prices valid through July 7th. True Value. Help is just around the corner. Restrictions apply. See participating store for details.
This summer, Showtime is the home of TV's newest hit series.
You were busted under the kingpin statue.
Oh, that's right. Look at me. I'm Don Corleone.
The LA Times says Street Time is seductive and superbly executed.
Tell me, what is going to make me think you're going to change now? You don't think I know the consequences if I get arrested?
The Hollywood Reporter raves its high-octane drama, the best surprise of the summer. Street Time, tomorrow at 10 Eastern and Pacific, only on Showtime. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or log on to sho.com.
Radio 1180, WHAM.
I would rather do this show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Francesco.
And Rob Linton is on the buttons. And you know what? Indeed, we will be doing a chat room next Friday night at 7
o'clock. Yes,
this Friday night at 7 o'clock. From our news, since we're not going to be on the air anymore.
7 by 6 talk is no longer.
Yep, but we're taking your calls right now at 222-1180. If you're outside the 585 area code, it's 800-295-1180 on your choice one toll-free line. And, of course, if you're a Verizon Wireless customer and pulled over to the side of the road, it's Star 1180. And we're talking to Jason from Henrietta. Welcome, Jason. What's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Listen, my cousin called me up last night in a dead panic. She got home and
her computer was operating on its own. The CD-ROM drive was opening, everything else. And there's a guy on the computer. She's got a cable modem. Saying to her, I've taken control of your computer. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And I know who you are and where you live and all of the good stuff.
Yep.
So I called her. So she called me up while it was going on in a panic. I said, pull the cable out of the cable modem box. And do you have any, what do you have installed on the computer? She says, well, just nothing. I said, you don't have antivirus, you don't have a firewall, nothing. She goes, no.
Right.
So I'm going, so I told her to pick up, you know, Norton antivirus and Norton
firewall. Well, the first thing she does is take her entire, first thing she does is call the police.
All right.
Because what was done is illegal.
Okay.
And yes, there's some 13-year-old kid who's all excited that he did this, and I'm sure doing something wonderful with himself. But the fact is that what he did was illegal and is punishable by the law. And so if she needs to call the police...
All right. Jason?
Yeah?
If she can hold on to this until Monday...
Yeah.
If you want to give me a call at my office...
Mm-hmm.
I have a gentleman by the name with the sheriff's department that will that works on these types of crimes.
All right, what's his name?
I can give you his name.
Yeah, call the office.
Through the office instead of putting his name out over. But I can give you his name, and it's the department that will handle this.
All right.
And get into the root of it.
All right. Now, I'm from Buffalo, but I'm in Henrietta right now.
Okay. So. My name is Dave Enright, and I'm at Enright PC Management.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 585-442-4843. You can reach me Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
All right. Now, Dave, should I go ahead and get all the other software installed on computer?
No,
touch it.
Just unplug it, leave it alone, don't even boot it up, and until you talk to this friend of mine.
All righty.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, thanks. And that's true for anybody. If you find someone has done that to your machine, then immediately call the police. Don't mess around. And for those of you who are thinking about doing it because it's just so cool, go out and get a date. Our next caller is...
Get a life.
Yeah, our next caller is Donald from Perry. Welcome, Donald. What's your question?
Oh, good afternoon, Dave, Nick, Amelia, and Rob.
Hey!
I'm
you just made
guys...
somebody's whole week. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys who uses Kaza.
Yeah.
But what I do, I get on, get something, I get off, and use Adaware and Super Cleaner to clean out everything and do an antivirus check and just get rid of it.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's the closest you're going to be to safe.
And because of what you said, I'm going to put on a separate computer and nothing else will be on it. So if something happens, well, it won't be out.
That's not a bad idea at all. If you've got an extra machine sitting around, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and as far as that person who can't... run a video file.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you might not have the program to run that file. So what you could do is go into the source camp with another program he does have, and it might work.
That's very true. But he said he also can't delete it. That's what made.
Yeah,
it
so suspicious. It probably does have a virus.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a very good point, Donald. I tell you, I run LimeWire, and I run it on my Linux box. That way, if 99% of the viruses out there are mostly for the PC. Mm-hmm. Even if I got one, what would be the point? It won't run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. If you can get an extra box to run it on, you're better off.
Okay, I have another question.
Sure.
You can run Windows on a Mac computer with an emulator.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So why can't you do the same thing on a PC?
Why would you need to?
Oh, well, I'll just play around.
She's not here. I can pick on him.
Yeah, right. The problem is severalfold. One is that the Intel... I guess the biggest... The short answer is nobody's ever really written a program to do it because nobody ever really wanted to do it. While there are a lot of programs on the PC that didn't used to be available on the Mac, and therefore there was a need for a Windows emulator under the PC or under the Mac, there was never really a need for a Mac emulator on the PC because there were very few or no programs available on the Mac that you couldn't run on the PC. And the ones that were available on the Mac that weren't available on the PC were mostly games, and if you tried to run them in any sort of emulator, there would be no point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why nobody's really invented one to this date. Not one that works well, anyway.
Well, I will still give the Mac the credit, though, as far as when it comes to graphics and doing illustration and everything else, they still kick butt.
Right, and that's the other part of the problem. The way that the Mac is designed from the ground up to be a single unit in terms of hardware, software, graphics capability, yeah, everything. And therefore, it runs incredibly fast and incredibly smooth. Windows is a kludge from the ground up. It's running on an architecture that still dates from 1975 and was designed to do text only. So while, you know, the miracle is, you know, it's like watching an elephant dance. The question is not how well he can dance, it's just a miracle that he can dance at all. And Windows does run on that architecture, but it just doesn't run with the smoothness and the integration that a Mac works. And so putting the Mac on a PC just slows the whole thing down.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And I'm sorry about the TV show, but at least I'll be online.
That's exactly right. We'll see you 7 o'clock Friday.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Donald. Yep. Our next caller, Ron from Ontario, New York. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Good afternoon. Love your show.
Thank you.
Got a delay with Internet Explorer and Outlook Express when I'm going into it. And I'm not sure if it's like my network setups or because I'm running Zone Alarm and PC Sound 2000.
It could be part of both of those, but yeah, what happens is with both of those programs, when you first start them up, the first thing they do is go out and look for an update. If Microsoft's server is busy, which, by the way, lately it's been way
constantly
busy,
right,
then you get a delay waiting for the system to decide it doesn't have an update that it's going to force you to make, and then it runs.
Does it do that same thing if you're changing identities in Outlook Express?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It will do so because as far as that's concerned, it's a brand new startup. There's nothing you can do about it. You have changed programs. I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer for you. But
do you find that either one of those two uses more computing resources than competitors?
The smallest, fastest browser on earth is Opera.
Yes.
Right.
And I personally am a huge fan of Eudora for mail. I don't use Outlook.
Well, 95% of the viruses are spread by Outlook.
That's right. So I use Eudora, and I love it.
Okay. I was referring to the Zone Alarm and the PC Zone 2000.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
I didn't realize that. Well, they do different things.
Right.
PC Cillin is an antivirus program, and Zone Alarm, but neither one of them uses a great deal of resources. Well, any antivirus program will use a lot of resources when it's actually scanning.
Okay, now is this overkill on a dial-up?
No, absolutely not. No.
Mm-mm.
No, if you're on the net, you need these protections.
Yeah, data.
It's that easy.
Okay.
And Ron, we got to go. Got to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Amelia Francesco, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Because you can't wait for film at 11, you need to know now. Check in 3, 4, 5 times a day. The news leader, 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.